Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the delicious world of salmon, specifically how to make it sing with flavor.
Ooh, salmon. I love it, but sometimes it can be a little blah. What's the secret weapon we're talking about today?
Well, according to cooking expert Mayo Quinn, the key is miso. She's been using it for over 20 years to amp up her salmon game.
Miso? Like the stuff you use in miso soup? Interesting. How does that work with salmon?
Apparently, it adds this salty, earthy, funky depth of flavor without overpowering the fish itself. It's like a secret flavor bomb.
Flavor bomb. I like that. Does it make the salmon taste like miso soup, though?
That's the surprising thing. Mayo says you won't actually taste the miso directly, but you'll definitely notice the extra oomph it gives the overall flavor. It's like magic, almost.
I'm a little skeptical, but I'm willing to try anything once. So you just slather the miso on there?
Not exactly. The article mentions baking the salmon seasoned with salt and pepper, and then presumably adding the miso. It could be a marinade, a glaze, or just adding miso on top right before baking it. It doesn't go into great detail, unfortunately. We may have to experiment.
Experimentation is the spice of life. Plus, salmon cooks so quickly. Even if it doesn't work out, it's not a huge loss. 10 to 15 minutes in the oven at 220°C, or you can even air fry it.
Exactly. It's a weeknight dinner win-win. Quick, easy, and potentially packed with flavor thanks to this secret miso weapon. I'm definitely intrigued.
Me too. I'm going to have to try this miso-infused salmon. Thanks for the tip.
Anytime. And that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, your trusted source for all things cooking, technology, and finance. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.